The soul as an image of life in human beings. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. In the name of Allah, who is to be implored for help and whom I implore, Allah is sufficing unto me. My dear son and daughter, be it known to you that the soul is an image of life. Life cannot be defined or recognized except through its images which manifest themselves to us. These prominent images which give meaning to life are called soul, which is neither seen nor tangible. We know it only by its life manifestations represented in movables and their life images. Thus, the movement we notice cannot be noticed unless the body moves, and then we realize that there is movement, but the movement itself is unrecognizable in relation to the moving body. So be it known that the soul is the opposite of life forms, and grants to everybody life images that are expandable and limited. But the images and meanings of life as to its reality is something that cannot be comprehended or conceived. Since the origin of life, that is the soul, when it leaves a body or when that body is incongruent, the soul does not appear in it. So we do not feel that there is life except one image, and that is the outer appearance of the body itself, which is the lowest rank of life, shaped according to the image, existing in everyone's mind. As for the soul, it appears in the rank of what is, which is the only rank really capable of manifesting life. In the degrees of existence, the soul is the origin of its images and the shrine of its life. It is there to express itself. The soul is the highest abstract meaning, which is higher than being an essence of existence itself, because the latter is possible due to the soul. Then it must be known that the images of life, which is the soul, manifest themselves in many and different ways. It may appear in the solids, the plants, or animals, or human beings, and it may show itself also in the upper essence, linked to other beings. But the soul, which is the image of life in the perfect man, al-Insan al-Kamil, is above the earthly soul because it is the soul of God himself, manifesting through the perfect man to prove that his presence is the image of God, and the essence of the soul of God himself. Then be it known that there are the ranks of what is and images of what is. These images coming into existence into the rank of dominion and authority are the women, although the ascendant authority usually manifests through men, as came in the tradition from our prophet, al-Hadith. The only perfect women were Maryam, the daughter of Imran, Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, and Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. And it is not a secret that women have a lot to do in influencing what is, and women are the images of what is, and these images are the images of life. As such, they are the soul of what is, and so everything that is a soul will be an image of life. And there is a woman, and therefore is a woman. And unless it has this godly origin, perfection, it is of a different kind from the world of what is or the image of what is. As we have mentioned, as our beloved had detailed in the tradition stating, three things I love most in this worldly life of yours, women, perfume, and prayer that cools my eyes and comforts my heart. Those attracted are actually absorbed by the soul and are dedicated to the images of life. Those who indulge in women are attracted to them because they are images of what should be, and ideals emanate from them. They are attracted to the essences of women, which are the ideals of God. Therefore they are drunk with prayer which cools the eyes. They are drowned in the soul and annihilated in the images of life which is immersed in the divinity of witnessing. This attraction is an attraction to the soul of the image of life, and so they are contented with the cooling of their eyes in prayer. As to what we witness in a corrupt worldly material existence which is submerged in pictures of the woman, this is the lowest form which attracts those of the animal rank. What they witness is revealed in what they receive in being submerged in their animal-like yearning, which is their only reality. This leads them to be soft and alleviating one with another, giving birth amongst themselves so that their rank is only a material animal-like one. But those who rise above this animal rank will love each other because of the joint origin to which they converge when they rise. And so they beget the meaning of existence and its truths and secrets, and they manifest its manners and essence. Those will be the reality of what should be. They are the origin contrasting with the truthful images of what they should be. They are the women or the souls which give images to life, the real true life, perpetuating what should be as being the proprietor of existence, Allah.